Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today we're going to be looking at three really important words: since, for, and ago. And many students make mistakes with these words, so I wanted to make sure that you have a clear understanding of how to use these words. So let's start with the word since. And when we use this word, we need to use it with a specific moment in the past. Not a duration of time, but a specific moment in the past. For example, since Tuesday, a day of the week. Since March, a month. Or since 2010, a year. And we use since with the present perfect simple or the present perfect continuous tense. So for example, I have been married since 2015. Or I have been living in Madrid since March. These are actions which started at a specific point in the past and they continue until now and into the future. So that's the present perfect, and we need to use since with these examples because we're talking about a specific moment in the past, since 2015 or since March. When we use the word for, we can use this with present perfect and past simple sentences, and it indicates a duration of time, how long you have been doing something or you did something. So the duration of time could be 10 minutes, it could be 2 weeks, 6 months, for example. And let's look at exactly the same examples as we looked at with since. I have been married for 5 years. I have been living in Madrid for 4 months. So instead of giving a specific moment in the past, like 2015 or March, we're giving a duration of time, 5 years, 4 months. An important point to note is we don't say since and then a duration of time and then ago. For example, we don't say since 10 years ago. Like many other languages, that's the way they form a sentence of this type. No, we say for instead of that. So instead of since 10 years ago, we would say for 10 years. So simply, if you are talking about an action that started in the past and continues into the present, then you should use since or for, and that's it. We can also use for an action that started and finished in the past. For example, I went to university for 3 years and then I stopped. But with since, we're only going to use this for actions that started in the past and continue into the present. And then finally, the word ago. So as I mentioned before, we don't say since ago. We only use ago for something in the past, something that is finished. So for example, I had dinner 20 minutes ago. This means I finished dinner 20 minutes ago, and there's no connection to the present. Okay, now I would like you to try to answer the following questions using for, since, or ago. And then afterwards, I will give you my personal answers to these questions. So number one, how long have you been living in your current house? Number two, how long ago did you have your last haircut? And number three, how long have you had your current mobile phone? Okay, let me give you my answers and you can see if you use the same words. So how long have you been living in your current house? Well, I have been living in my current house for 2 years. I could also say I have been living in my current house since 2018. Number two, how long ago did you have your last haircut? Well, this is a finished action in the past, so I'm going to use ago. I had my last haircut 4 months ago. And the last question, how long have you had your current mobile phone? I have had my current mobile phone since December. Or I could say, I have had my current mobile phone for 7 months. Okay, that's all for today's podcast. Remember, if you're interested in taking English classes online with me, you can find all the information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.